number 19 is from the Department of Intergovernmental Relations of the Department of Administrative Services, an updated informational report on the Governor's 2011 to 2013 state budget as it relates to the Wauka County. This is also being referred to the Intergovernmental Relations, and even though I do not have it noted, this is informational, unless I was correct about it.
Good morning. Please introduce yourself.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Roy Delarosa, from Intergovernmental Relations.
And C.J. Paul, Assistant Fiscal and Budget Administrator.
Mr. Chairman, at the outset, I would like to, first of all, I'd like to thank the individuals who basically put this report together before you today from Intergovernmental Relations, Kelly Babbage, and C.J. Paul from DAS with support from her staff. Thank you very much, Kelly. basically, the report that you have before you consists of two components, the initial narrative giving some brief explanation to the legislative fiscal impacts of the state budget on Milwaukee County, as well as a series of charts that have been compiled that illustrate the specific program areas for these fiscal impacts would take place. Page one starts off with a chronology of the budget events that took place, listing the Joint Finance, Assembly, and Senate actions, culminating with the signing of the bill on June 26th and creation of Act 32. The Joint Finance Committee deviated very little, basically, with major areas from the governor's budget. Two areas in which there was some deviation was senior care and recycling. However, the majority of the recommendations of the governor's budget were maintained, including across the board, including the provision that accounted for across the board 10% funding reductions. Page two begins with a cursory summary of the highlights of these items and their impact on Milwaukee County. Milwaukee County Circuit Courts, as you know, as we're well familiar, Milwaukee County has had a disproportionate burden of funding the state court system on the property tax. Therefore, it was very disappointing to see that the legislature agreed with the governor in providing a 10% reduction of Wisconsin Circuit Court support grants. Historically, as it relates to small claims, provisions that tried to increase the jurisdictional limits have taken the form of a separate bill, a separate piece of legislation. Unfortunately, this go-round, it was wrapped into the state budget with a joint finance wrap-up motion that basically increased the jurisdictional threshold limits for small claims from $5,000 to $10,000. There was no corresponding revenues that increases that would be provided to make up for the net loss in time and efforts. There was a separate bill that had been introduced this session, AB 106, offered by Republican Representative Joan Baalbek. She, too, was in opposition, as well as intergovernmental relations, with this effort to maintain it in the budget. Unfortunately, that was not successful. On a positive note, due to the efforts of the co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee, $333,900 for the Milwaukee County Treatment Alternative and Diversion Program, the TAD program, was added to the budget. Funding would come in the form of a grant. It would require a 25% match. It should be noted that there was no funding provided whatsoever initially in the governor's budget for this item. Intergovernmental Relations would like to specifically also thank the Chief Judge for his efforts in working with IGR to get this funding item included in the budget. The Stewardship Fund for County Damage Program. The Joint Finance Committee modified the governor's budget for the Stewardship Program by also requiring the DNR to set aside not less than $6 million of the land acquisition subprogram for dam safety grants. The DNR could award grants to county-owned dams under agency orders for maintenance, repair, modification, abandonment, or removal as of the effective date of this bill. Grants would be covered up to 25% of eligible costs. No grant could receive a maximum of $2.5 million. It should be noted that the Legislative Fiscal Bureau has indicated that there are two counties that have dams under DNR order. Those two counties are Vernon County and Milwaukee County. As it relates to shared revenue, the governor initially had proposed cutting shared revenue for counties and municipalities by approximately $97 million. $36.5 million of that cut would be passed on to counties, of which Milwaukee County would receive $8.3 million reduction. For municipalities, the projected cut initially would have been $59.5 million. Based on the actions of the Joint Finance Committee, $19.25 million was added to the county and municipal aid shared revenue formula. Under that provision, payments to counties would be reduced by $29.1 million instead of the $36.5 that have been recommended by the governor. Even with this new prescribed allocation, Milwaukee County would receive no offsetting shared revenue increases. In other words, we would still be reduced by $8.3 million. Interestingly enough, Racine County picked up approximately 10% or $783,000 from this boost by the committee. As it relates to the municipalities, their reduction would take place at $47.7 million instead of the $59.5 million that had been proposed by the governor. In Milwaukee County, there would be 12 municipalities. They're highlighted in bullet number, fourth bullet on page 3. There are 12 municipalities within Milwaukee County that would have benefited from the supplemental aid payment. Those 12 counties are identified and their corresponding amounts. Interestingly enough, there's also 6 municipalities that would receive no offsetting aids in Milwaukee County. Those municipalities are West Allis, Cudahy, St. Francis, South Milwaukee, West Allis, and the City of Milwaukee. The next provision deals with county levy limits and county levy limits and municipality impact. Mr. Cady would be the individual presenting that.
Mr. Chairman, thank you, Mr. De La Rosa. The levy limits were a subject of joint finance, trying to provide, I guess it could be characterized as a loosening of the levy limits, but that's not really, that would be charitable to describe it that way. There was a change, and what was adopted was an ability for the county to increase its levy to take advantage of a decrease in debt service for any debt service changes for debt that was issued prior to 2005. In the past, that's been part of our levy limit calculation, and that's been able to carry forward unused levy capacity, can carry forward oftentimes, and that's why in the last few years you've seen levy limits that have been much higher than the levy limit, the political limit, if you will, of this body willing to go up. For 2012, the state budget does provide that we would be exempt for an amount of approximately $9.8 million or 3.6%. So for 1 year only, the legislature granted that provision just for 2012. That would not carry forward to 2013. So for at this point, and again, this may change as the Department of Revenue goes back and double checks their calculations, but it appears that that the county would have an allowable limit of 3.6% for 2012. Okay, but again, it expires and it goes back to the regular increase, which for all practical purposes is the higher of net new construction or 0%. And that's something that will provide a lot of challenges going forward. As net new construction, the last couple of years has been running at about 0.7%.
Okay. Any questions or comments? Smith.
Thank you. My comment would be this just sets up our challenge. I did have a wonderful opportunity just to add up all the. And you did mention a couple of times with joint finance did mitigate, the right word, some of the cuts the governor had made. For example, you just mentioned shared revenue. But still, in shared revenue, we take a $8.3 million cut. And shared revenue, by the way, we can talk about all these other things, is our lifeblood. It's the way the system works. I guess other states have the system, too. But we essentially, as we all know, right, we pay our taxes to Madison. And then Madison decides how much in shared revenue they'll give back to us to run all the programs we have to run. And the great majority of our budget is mandated services, I think, as all of us were very familiar with. We don't have an option. And probably we shouldn't have an option. Mental health, incarceration, medication to those incarcerated. Those are things we have to do. Those two programs, you took those two departments, public health, public safety, are tremendous parts of our budget. 60% or something like that. So that's the situation we live under. But $8.3 million, I think you jury look across, everything was cut about 10%. You say, well, we all throw up our hands and say, well, this is the way it is. We all got to bite the bullet and we all got to, run the budget, although there's transportation and all the other problems we have. So somehow we have to make all that up because we're getting all these cuts. And we have been getting cuts in most of these programs as time has gone on, because the state says, well, we can fund it at these levels that we've funded you for the last few years. It never goes up. So we do more with less all through the last decade already. Now we're really the rubber's meeting the road because of what's happened in our fiscal situation in the last few years. So but the $8.3 million, the point I want to make, that's not 10%. That's like 21%. And we talk about, you know, joint finance did some important things to help us out a little bit. But you mentioned Racine. The two co-chairs are Robin Voss from Racine and Alberta Darling from our area. And Racine didn't get cut. We got cut 21%. Is that true?
They maintained a cut, an overall cut. It's just that their cut was reduced.
Okay, the cut was reduced, right. What's percentage of that, you know, Mr. Del Rosa?
Off the top of my head,
10%.
About 25%.
What they did at the joint finance level is that they took reductions, and some of the maximum reductions was up to 50%. And the joint finance committee put enough money back in to make sure the maximum reduction for any county was 25%. Now, you might think if you get cut at 25%, that's pretty significant.
Yeah.
We weren't at that level. But it's that old game of, well, how much did you rely on shared revenue in the first place? If you're getting, you know, a larger portion of your budget, if you're getting community, like smaller community, you're getting $10,000 a year in shared revenue, you get cut 25%. It's not going to have a major impact as you put together your next year's budget. But for a larger community like us, that's getting $38 million
right.
or $39 million net on that, that percentage has a much bigger impact. So that was the device they used to basically redistribute shared revenue payments from poorer communities to wealthier communities.
Okay. Well, my last point is this, is that we total up the cuts that, it's $8.3 million, for example, and that's real money. That's real money that we rely on to run the programs and services that people expect us to do. That's real money. That's $8.3 million we lose there. Somehow that has to be made up, or we do less services, or we cut more people. I'm afraid we're going to be coming to that very unfortunately. That's a $29 million deficit. Now, we were all given tools. Okay, we all have been reading, you know, the tools, and that word, that one word has been used over these might be tools. But they are the fact that, and these are the cuts we take away from all our workers, okay? It's the paying more for insurance, it's paying more for pension, et cetera, et cetera. All our people are taking cuts, okay? So we use those cuts, but we use a lot of these cuts already, the tools that the governor talks about. In other words, about 70% of the tools we use, because we have in the past couple years, for us elected officials, for non-reps, we have been paying more for insurance. We've lessened our multiplier. We are paying for our pension, okay? Now the ASME will have to do this because of the state law, okay? So that'll help our budget certainly. But you take what we're able to do, and we still have $18 million. So I'm just saying, unfortunately, you know, again, I'm thinking ahead for the budget and what's coming, but it's still $18 million we have to make up somewhere. That is real money. This is not fake money we're talking about here. So it's the challenges we have, and we're going to have to figure out how to do that. So I know when we look at the controller comes in and talks about, well, we have a surplus or have a deficit, but these are real deficits in programs. And transportation, we're going to have to cut routes, do these kind of things, but it's a reality we have. It's $18 million that we are going to have to figure out with. So on that wonderful positive note, I'll stop. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor.
Thank you.
Supervisor DeBoer.
Just a quick question. Do we have any idea based on the original proposal by the governor versus the legislature whether the final product hurt Milwaukee County's finances more than the governor's budget, or did it improve it overall?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, we did update the initial report on Table 2, page 10.
Mm-hmm.
You see that our initial estimates in state aid were about $25.7 million in reduction. That has increased to $28.7 million. Mm-hmm. The largest chunk of that is right now due to the changes in income maintenance. The state is taking over about 272 positions, so those positions will be moving from county to state positions, which means we will no longer have about $4.9 million in reimbursement for the legacy costs with those positions. So some of the other numbers we were able to flesh out a little better, but that was the major change from the last time we reported to this time.
And that was a legislative change. So should I read initial report on table two, initial report 2012, that was essentially the governor's budget impact, that $18.35 million reduction, versus the current report is the cumulative legislative and governor's budget impact, or is that oversimplifying that table?
I think it's a fair way to simplify it, Chairman, Supervisors. We did report in April, and that was right after the governor's budget was released. So this was based on our best estimates at that time. So some of our estimates may have changed slightly just because we had gotten better information over the course of the last several months. Like I said, that major change really was the income maintenance that sort of pushed us up.
Mm-hmm. But in the aid that they returned back, that Milwaukee County received no offsetting aid, neither did the city of Milwaukee and some of our other more middle-income and lower-income communities, whereas our higher-income communities from Fox Point to Wauwatosa, Hales Corners, Whitefish Bay, they all got additional money returned to them. So this redistribution of wealth is not just a Democratic Party idea. Apparently in the Republican Party it goes from middle-income and lower-income to the wealthy. That's my editorial statement on this budget. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Neal.
Yes, I'm glad Supervisor Bruin realized that. Again, if you have money, Walker will take care of you.
Do you need a motion, Mr. Chair?
No.
Information.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.